tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, welcome back. It's the Fosters After Show, AfterBuzz TV. We're so excited to be back for Over Under. It's the winter premiere of season two. And before we get into it, we have a very special announcement. We've adopted. Hello, in the vein of the show.
We're fostering her right now. And then the adoption will happen in 2 weeks.
Well, in 108 days. And Callie's go through, we're going to make it official, Hannah.
She is part of the Love Masters Georgie family now. I love it.
We're so excited. Please introduce yourself. Give like a quick bio, but nothing more than a sentence.
Okay, well, that's great. My name's Hannah, you guys. I'm from Kentucky. That's always the easiest
Perfect.
Bio
Thank
to
you so
get.
Much.
Oh,
okay,
great.
I'm
Kentucky.
Wonderful. And she's been watching Fosters all along. We're happy to have you. Welcome.
Thanks, guys.
She'll be here indefinitely.
Yes.
Well, as long as Sophie doesn't throw away the contract.
Yeah, as long as nobody rips up the papers.
Okay, hi guys, I'm Jeffrey Masters.
Hey guys, Jillian Leff.
And your girl, Steffi G.
Yo, yo, yo. So, no surprises. Once again, the Fosters is back, and it's drama.
Yes.
Drama, y'all. Drama alert. Sound the alarms. Everyone's in heat.
Everyone is in heat.
Everyone is coupling up. Any initial thoughts going through?
I was going to make a joke of it, and I'm not going to. I was going to be Sophia for like a second.
Aww.
I can't be melodramatic.
Oh, we can't
Nor
do that today.
Promote that.
Oh,
don't be melodramatic.
No. Okay, well, tell me about this. We got a big Brawley update.
Yes.
What did you think?
Oh my God. Okay, wait. First of all,
no, I already said, I actually mentioned it. It's going to be an epic love story. I know all of us Brawley followers, it's not over. We know it.
No.
Deepest.
Some deepest what?
Bottom of my heart.
Part of your what?
I don't know.
Okay. Sorry to interrupt.
Well, first of all, the fans on social media spoiled it for me. Guys, get some chill, okay?
Oh, that's right. We're filming on Tuesday nights.
I know. So they tweeted and they were like, oh, Jill and Steph, Brawley shippers are going to be really sad about this episode. And sure enough, like, the Brawley ship sank.
It did.
Which is disappointing.
It didn't, though. It's going to start back
it
up.
It did.
It's
and
just
you know what?
The beginning.
It's just the beginning, and they did it how we all love it. Like, absence makes the heart grow fonder. So
absolutely.
It's like good when you can't be together. Like I said, every time we're on the show, that forbidden love is the best.
Okay, Hannah, are you team Brawley going forward?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
See, I wasn't originally, though. I wasn't originally at the
team
very
Brawley?
Beginning. And all of a sudden, over the past, like, season, I love them. I love him.
Okay.
I really do.
So Brandon says, I'm done. Do we actually think it's done?
He's
no.
trying to be done. That's
yeah.
it.
He's trying to turn it down.
He's trying to turn it down.
He doesn't know what he wants. I feel like his saying that he wants to go on tour at the end of the episode is his last-ditch effort to be like, let's try and make this thing with Lou work. Even though I really do think that they make sense.
Yeah.
I feel like musically,
they do, but
gel.
The chemistry's not there. You can tell every time he looks at her, he's like, dang, I wish I was more into you, but I'm not.
No, I disagree. I think he's really into her.
Yeah.
Really?
I think he's into the music with her.
Yes.
I don't know. She's never going to be Callie.
She's
just not. I do like her, though.
Okay, but going off your, like, epic love story prediction, this is, like, Romeo and Juliet, she's Paris, and, like, that's a great, like, person, you know? Like, rich family, like,
no.
possible prince. Like, this is a good suitor.
No, she's Rosaline.
No. No, I can't accept that.
I can't accept that. Why? No. It's just...
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I think that he's going on tour because he... likes the band. He likes Lou. He's like invested in music, obviously.
He's going on tour because he's afraid to commit to the Idlewild. Because he already had to accept the fact that he couldn't.
Because he's afraid
be
he'll
part
his
of
fingers
classical
can't
music
do
anymore.
It.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh.
I think he's just more scared of it than anything.
But he tried this episode.
He
like,
did.
That was the first time we've seen him actually sit down and be like, can I do this?
He's like, what am I doing?
Maybe.
All this classical music makes me think of Callie.
Well, not just being like emo and defeated, because we've seen him like play like note. Ugh. Brooding.
You know what? Maybe that's why he's done. He's like, I need more pain to play better.
okay, I'm not going to believe he's going on tour until he's actually, like, in the bus, shutting the door.
Right.
You know?
Who's Albuquerque? Gonna have a bus? They'd be in a broke-ass car.
Right?
Because it's a TV show. No, I think he's definitely going to Idlewild.
I
don't want him to do it.
You want him to do the tour?
Yeah, I do, actually. Just because I think it'll be a cool experience for him. I think it'll rough up his character a little bit. And yeah. I like the idea of that.
Well, okay. he might come back and be like, hey, Callie.
But this is the thing. So the show got renewed for season 3 recently.
Right.
Yep. But we've never seen the show in the summertime, right?
No, we do.
We did?
No,
I'm saying like them in the summer and not in school.
Right.
Oh. Like we've never seen them for a prolonged period of time out of school. So I wonder really if they're going to show this
where it's not focused on Anchor.
Or this Idlewild, or it's just going to be, you know, we come back in June, which I think is when the show comes back, but don't quote me.
Yeah.
And
summer,
Yeah, and it's just there. And they're a new school year, fresh start.
Oh, and it could be like, how was touring? Or
right.
How was Idlewild?
Probably will.
Yeah.
No, I think that'd be a really awesome opportunity to see them like out in the world.
Well, I can see them just coming back and then the way they always do it, have flashbacks of what happened during his tour.
I don't know, but whatever they do, they need to pull out all the stops because it was tooth and nails to get this renewal. Even though we love the show, there was a Twitter campaign happening.
What?
I mean, the Fosters fans are rabid, but they just announced the renewal for season 3, which means that when they finished production for season 2, they hadn't started anything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Because they didn't know yet.
So, I mean, it was one of the things that was on the chopping block.
Right.
I can't believe that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we have to see because, like every other show, it just had to build up its fan base now. Now there's more going on. So it's good.
You know what, though? This just, like, show fits what ABC Family's trying to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's not a family... I mean, it's a family network, but, like, you know, it does edgy stuff. It has this awesome new, like, docuseries about, like... they're doing some really cool things coming up.
And I don't feel like everything that's going on, it's not, oh, that's so corny, that wouldn't happen. Like, it's just, this is all real stuff.
Yeah.
But they're also shifting. Because remember last year, they were talking about how people are leaving the network, people are joining the network, and their content's sort of going to change. So, I mean, I'm happy that The Fosters is back and will be, you know, bringing season 3 to you guys. But I just wonder how they're going to top themselves. Because, honestly, like, I thought that there was nothing else they could talk about, but then they brought in an AA meeting this episode and suicide. And I was like, okay, there's other stuff to talk about.
But The Fosters has potential of it being, like, something like Friends. Like, nothing huge, just day-to-day things. Mm-hmm. Like, you can still watch it because there's enough of different characters, their dynamics, ages.
And their
all of it's enough to be just regular day stuff.
I agree. And their handling of situations is, like, in a... I don't want to say, like... It's a family-friendly way. It's like where, like, kids can watch it and still get it, but not, like, be, like, offended. It's not, like, thrown in your face.
Right.
You know, there is a sex scene, it's going to be, like, the sheet coming down and being like, that was cute, not, like, the actual act.
Yes, exactly. Well, and I hear the... Oh, sorry.
Sorry. Well, and they keep adding new, like, family members and extensions of family.
You're right.
They can always keep going on that.
They can.
There's a lot of kids.
Right. I mean, I think that we should jump to it. Jesus went to the AA meeting. Mm-hmm. We find out that Anna's pregnant. Another half sibling.
Right? Another half sibling.
It has to be Mike's, though, right?
Yes. Yeah. I'm on your page.
Yeah.
Sorry. You guys think it's Mike Danley Nucci.
I was like, Danny Nucci. There is a baby Nucci in her belly. I think.
Probably because one, Anna is beautiful too.
What?
Obviously, Mike comforts himself in those that he has something in common with.
So this will be like Brandon's half brother and Jesus and Mariana's half brother.
Yeah.
It'll make them. Like, really, really connected as family, and you know what I mean? And more than just...
They have, like, a blood share,
I always
said... Which I think would be kind of great.
Yeah.
I love seeing Danny, like, interact with, like, Jesus and the kids. I like that, like, male energy. It's, like, cool and different. Like, I think they need it. Every son needs a father.
I wonder how pregnant she is, because I don't know how long she's been sober for, did she say?
It's been a while.
But Jesus has seen her get to, like, certain coins. So, like,
but here's
at least
the thing,
30
though. Without showing, she could be,
days.
Like, she could be 3 months.
Well, no. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Did she get pregnant when she was high, or did she get pregnant when she was clean? We don't know this.
Well, if it was Danny and Nucci, they met when she was clean.
Right.
Right.
And if it wasn't, then, who knows who the daddy is?
Okay, I'm curious to see what the fans think, because y'all connected these lines of it's Danny Nucci so fast.
By the way, hi, fans. We missed you.
Good to see ya. It never crossed my mind, though, about Mike. slash Danny Nucci really? Being the father. Never.
No, I think because they've spent so much time together, and I can only imagine when you're with someone on that specific level where you're, you know, to teach is to learn again, and he's teaching her how to, like, read the books and do this and do that. You see someone differently.
Look how close Danny and Mike got, because they thought that they were on that same playing field of recovering alcoholism.
Right.
And,
right.
Like, they forged this bond really quickly. I mean, mm-hmm. look how fast she moved in.
Yes.
Well, and I just don't know who else it would be. And then they'd have to bring a whole another like, character storyline or be like, well, I just got knocked up when I was high. Like, you know what I mean?
That would make sense, though.
I guess. I just
She could have easily had sex the last time for some more drugs.
And that was her ending of it all. And she's like,
I'm knocked up
sober.
Now? Right.
I'm still saying Maybe. That Hurricane Danny's going to come back. And she's like, Brandon, I'm pregnant with your child.
I will... Oh my
I'm not
gosh.
Saying writers you should do that, but like I'm kind of saying you should do that.
And if you do, make sure that Stephanie beats the.
Okay. Do you think we're gonna see Danny come back just to tie up the storyline? Are you guys fine with the way it ended? Her in a cop car.
Oh yeah, go. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's never done.
It isn't.
Gia, go home, Gia.
What?
Gia was her character on Full House.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I mean, when she didn't have the baby in real life, they, like, announced it. I mean, she gave birth, but I was like, oh, they could have used her, like, pregnant belly as Brandon's.
Missed opportunity.
Drama. So, speaking of missed opportunities, Jesus misses the dance show.
Yes.
Is that a good segue for you guys?
I know. And you know, it's so nuts to always see Jesus get emotional about him and Anna. Like, he was almost hurt by it. Mm-hmm. Of course, because in his mind he's thinking... That's
but also,
not,
like, he, this new child is going to get, like, the sober
that's
mom.
My point.
He's getting the mom he
what
deserved.
He wanted, right. Yeah. That's unfortunate. That's what sucks about adoption, though, too, is that, you know, you're always in between. I've only seen one show recently where he's describing to someone, he's like, yeah, I was adopted. I never sought out my parents. My adopted parents were fine. I never cared to meet who they were. Mm-hmm. But I don't, it's always like where someone has an internal issue because I need to know where they came from.
You know, did you guys see the movie that came out last year, Short Term 12?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I love it.
It's wonderful. It it won the Sundance like Best Script Award, and then it didn't even go to Sundance next year. But I saw it recently with like Brie Larson and John Gallagher Jr.
So wonderful.
They work in a shelter. Is it like a home?
I always wonder technically what it is.
I think like for our use of words, it's a foster home. But it's like a wonderful, like very like realistic movie about the issues that these kids, the system. And,
oh,
like,
man.
And all those kids who are in it are starting to book like crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
are they?
It's
that's
really good.
But
it sounds like a movie where they would be booked after that.
Yeah, and it's like we said about the Fosters, like we've never seen a TV show with like, you know, about a foster home. Like again, like the movie, I was like, why have I never seen this on TV before?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's great.
Watch it.
Yeah. Okay, but back to the Fosters. I think it's a good,
you know. The entire time that I was thinking of Jesus and Anna, I really had to think back to that delicious scene where we saw Jesus working out in the garage.
The new home gym.
The home gym. And he's Brandon's personal trainer. But the one question that I had was, the tattoo was never brought up again. The script Haley that he has on his side.
It's true.
Well, I mean, it'll be brought up eventually.
Yeah.
But it's a tattoo.
What?
It's just the first episode. Calm down.
I can't handle this, Jeff.
No, I agree. That's going to be, like, the big D for drama. It's going to be the big drama of the season.
He's going to be good about hiding it, and then eventually, when summer comes along or something like that, everyone's going to see. It's going to be its own entire issue.
Because Haley knows that he has it.
Haley's a psycho, even in this first episode.
Crazy. And they're going to break up before anybody finds out, and then I think that's when he'll kind of be like, oh my God, I got a tattoo.
And the one thing I wanted to bring up about Haley, too, first of all, loved her in this episode because she has those crazy eyes, but Caitlin Carver, who plays Haley, we had her on the show before, her career is, like, taking off. She's actually going to be in the movie Paper Towns. It's the new John Green book. Or it's not new, but it's a movie of the John Green book Paper Towns. And he did The Fault in Our Stars with Shailene Woodley and Ansel Elgort. So she's going to be in that. And also it stars Cara Delevingne, who's a model. She's friends with, you know, Kendall Jenner and all those girls. But, yeah, she was posting a bunch of pictures from set. So she has a pretty significant part.
That's fun.
And she's just been booking stuff like crazy. So
didn't
Caitlin.
We say that before too? That a lot of careers started ABC Family.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's true. It's true, that's awesome. But she's still hanging in there with
ABC
us.
ABC Family, what's up?
Also, though, Haley gave us some, like, good dancing today. Yes. They all did.
Oh, she did, gosh. With that split booty pop.
She was twerking hard.
She was twerking extra.
Yeah. I know that, too, when Chris Kane, the choreographer, to talk to us about, like, doing the show, he said that Mario has, like, very little dance experience. Mm-hmm. She's really? Doing amazing.
She yeah. did. Yeah. Sarah killed it. She killed did. It.
Yeah.
Good for her. Yeah. Because that's, like, that's difficult. Especially to do on camera, especially to be her age, I would be very intimidated. Like, no, I want to look good if I'm going to do it, though.
No, yeah. And I think Hayden's mom, Jude's mom in real life, actually said that I feel like it was Sarah's choice to do that. She wanted to do something that she was kind of, like, nervous about and
right.
scared
oh, really?
Of.
Oh, so. Sweet. That's yeah. really awesome. But I had to laugh about those hammer pants that they had on the
oh my
whole
God.
Time.
Wait, I call them, they're poopy pants? Okay, so this is, like, a thing, right? It kind of looks like you pooped your pants. Like, yeah. they're saggy in the crotch. They're called drop crotch pants, but, like, they're poopy
they're
pants.
They're like MC Hammer pants.
Yeah.
But they're also to make everyone look good, because you can show them you can, like, and cover
and
what you
need.
And
you can, like, hide your diaper in there.
You can hide.
Absolutely.
You can hide your stomach. They all look, like, everyone's body looks great.
You're
really?
Right.
Really? Yeah. I'm obsessed with Caitlyn, though.
Yeah.
I love when she's, like, being nice, but, like, bitchy. Oh, my God, can I say that?
Bleep.
I love that, though, like, her, like, list of rules.
Oh, I loved how she put the paper out.
Yeah.
I was like, you're so funny. Get out of here. Okay.
She's the new Talia.
She is the new Talia.
Yeah. I really hope now that Sierra Mariana has broken off and created her new dance team with mm-hmm. Tia. I really want to see Tia more often.
I love her.
Yeah, Tia's. I like her character also. And thanks to Matt, he's bringing some, like, swag into Sierra's or to Mariana's life.
I think they're moving too fast.
What is Lena saying about she deserve?
She's
Matt
young.
Has been nothing but good to whatever.
He's wonderful.
Wait, she's what young. Did Lena look say? At Jude. Jude's all in about trying to get experiences. And no one's saying he's too young.
Don't bring Jude into this. My God.
God. Hey, Gavin, looking good, baby. Looking good.
God.
Sorry about it, Jake.
Matt and Mariana are a great team.
Matt and Mariana? They are. I think they're a fantastic team. And his hair, beautiful. Girlish like.
Okay, so Steph's making fun of me because when they were kissing during the episode,
I was
like, who are those girls?
Oh my God, it's two girls.
More lesbians. This is so exciting.
Right?
False.
He has some very effeminate features, okay?
It's pretty.
Just kidding, my glasses are off. It's fine.
I don't know. I think that they're good, but also, I don't know. Like, she seems, we've seen how influenced she has been with other guys previously.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like her guard is down now, and I'm not saying she's gonna, like, hand her panties to somebody again.
I forgot about
but
that.
But I'm saying she might give it up.
Well, I feel like he's not necessarily pushing it, but if she did, this is someone who she's being more herself around.
Yes.
So if you're going to, I mean, that's the way to go about it.
He's the one to do it with.
He's the one to do it with, looking like that. Shoot.
So young.
But she's not, like, writing poetry for the competition. Like, she's doing her thing, and he's supporting her in, like, the endeavor that she's chosen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Amen, sister.
And he brought her flowers.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, and didn't
cool points.
He was the one who helped her with, like, her culture and everything, too. He, like, brought her back to reality on that. I think he's great.
He's like, I like who you are.
And then she dyed her hair back, and it looks good.
Thank goodness.
It looks so good.
Oh, she was flipping it.
Esmeralda. See ya.
That ratchet wig needed to go.
Was that the wig's name, Esmeralda?
Yeah, Esmeralda was the wig's name.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
With everything so intertwined, though, Matt is in the band with Brandon, and Brandon is, like, dating Lou, and Matt's dating Mariana. Like, there's so many potentials for breakups to, like, ruin everything.
I love it because this really is high school, though.
Yes.
Wow. Yes.
I loved when Matt made the Fleetwood Mac reference.
Oh, I know.
And then the No Doubt reference. And I'm like, I know both those references.
Right?
So I know. I guess I'm old.
Brian's like, which I didn't really know until he explained it. Did you think Gwen Stefani was dating the drummer guy? Or was it?
Crazy. Okay. I loved it.
Also, very briefly, Lou and Brandon, their song Crossfire, I think it's called, they sounded great.
They harmonized so well together.
Yeah, the girl that plays Lou, she actually tweeted out that video. I want to say it was pretty early yesterday, so I got to see that.
What do you mean, a video?
She tweeted out the scene.
Oh, did they have, like, a full, just the scene.
Yeah, okay. So she tweeted out the scene with the song in it, but they've been releasing the songs. They had their, you know, I think it was like a little EP they released with three or four tracks.
Good for David Lambert.
Oh, yeah, with the band name.
Yeah, so I'm sure that they'll be doing that again.
That's awesome.
In the coming season, because the songs are great. Whoever's writing those songs, like, I dig it.
And it's good for their range.
Yeah.
They sound great.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I love, like, shows where, like, they're singing a song and, like, the subtext is, like, identical to, like, the situation.
Yeah.
be like, oh, yes.
I know exactly what this is about.
It's like Nashville does that like to a T. I'm like, oh, okay, I wonder what this is about.
Oh, yeah. Right. You can do it because country music is just all storytelling.
Yeah. Right? They can get into that. San Diego has some funk. No.
No. Okay. No. Yeah. Great. Moving on.
Yeah. So we saw some interesting conflict. This is the conflict sign language. Conflict between Steph and Lena. I thought, and that also was not resolved. They were arguing about money, and yes, like Lena did get her job back, but like we saw them go to bed angry.
Right. I love when they argue because they make it so real.
It's true.
I just feel like the show has set up a precedent where they argue, they always make up by the end of the episode. Oh. And we never saw them make up. So I just wonder if this is going to be like an ongoing thing.
I don't think it's going to be an ongoing thing where it's a heavy issue that like makes the relationship bad. Yeah. I just think that it's one of those dynamics that we're going to see. I mean, how are you not going to argue?
Yeah.
When you got five kids, like, in the house, you know, it's just things that are going to happen. It's inevitable.
And I don't think that they're going to break up. They're like the heart and soul of the show. But I was just intrigued that they didn't have like the makeup scene.
I also didn't even notice that because I didn't feel like it was an argument to be resolved. I felt like it just kind of naturally went away.
Right. Because she just said, get your ass in bed and then just don't touch me. And it's like, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was kind of pissed because we sometimes see tender sides of Steph. And, you know, she finally said in this episode, you know, I love the Lena that you're becoming ever since, you know, you really stood up for our son and you quit your job. But then she rags on her about money. And it's like, are you going to be a supportive partner? Like, how are you going to be a supportive partner? I thought that was a little weird. Did you guys feel? Because, like, she was kind of saying in one way, she's like, I mean.
She was having contradicting feelings.
Yeah, like, I support you, but where the hell's the money?
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's not a good partner. A good partner is supportive through and through, and we'll figure this out together, not what are you going to do?
Right. I think she just got scared for a moment because, like she said, they, you know, it's not like they're just together and she decided to quit her job. It's like, no, we're together and we have five kids and we're trying to adopt another one.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing. I don't think that she doesn't want to be supportive, but like she's always been the realistic character, and she's saying, how are we going to afford to feed our children?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Which is true, and that's an issue. I mean, that's so common. I feel like I've heard that fight at my own house growing up. Like, who hasn't? So,
yeah. I mean, I guess things can't be kumbaya all the time, but I just thought it was kind of like...
I understand, like, because then she's almost making it confusing, because should I have done this or should I have not? And then she's putting Lena in a position where she's like, oh, what should I do? And then falls back into her administrative position, but...
But then in the end, she was like, oh, you got your job back? Like, okay, we can snuggle and kiss. Like,
show me the paycheck.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that also Steph has shown episode after episode that she loves like a really like sporty nightshirt to wear, something with like a number, you know, stripes. Like every episode, a new one. So like, how is she going to afford that?
She's wearing a baseball tee. Yes, I know. And they're always,
you know what?
Distressed.
I totally thought that pajamas was so cute. That's funny that she brought it up because I was like, damn, she looks great.
I think they're from Target.
But like, how can she afford it if like you know she's the only one bringing home money?
Just say, ma'am.
I want to say that the pillow covers were from Target as well.
We're going to do a single episode of recapping where we just name every
Anything
item they have and where to get
the
it.
The props department can watch
it. That'd be a good business.
Yeah.
So then Steph did get her job back. Mm-hmm. No, Lena did. Lena got her job back. Mm-hmm. Mama Bear.
Mm-hmm.
Mama Tiger? Mama Bear.
Mama Tiger. I like Tiger.
Tiger.
Yeah.
Let's just call her Lena. All along, I've gotten, this is like reading the things, lesbian vibes from the principal, the new principal. Do y'all feel that?
Oh, no.
Like, that
Wouldn't
flow
that be the
from
worst?
Her?
I didn't get
I
that
I feel like
flow,
girls can't handle it.
Yeah, I did get it like a...
Like a tingle?
A strong presence from her, but I didn't get the lesbian vibe from her.
I hope that's
interesting.
There.
Now I'm like, oh, okay, maybe.
I got it mainly last first half of the season, but tonight I saw like some like batting of
they
eyelashes.
Cannot deal with cheating. Oh. That destroyed Cali Torres and Arizona and Robbins on Grey's Anatomy. So.
Oh my gosh, bringing Grey's in again.
Actually, our Foster's fans love Grey's Anatomy, so you guys know exactly what I'm talking about.
I know there's so many Twitter handles Foster Grey's.
I didn't even know they broke up.
That's so funny.
Sorry. What were you saying, Jillian, before I interrupted you?
I was saying how she comes from a business background, the new principal.
Right.
Yeah.
So she is a strong woman, and we knew that. So I don't think she was giving off lesbian vibes. I just think that she is a strong female,
Aggressive
and I can appreciate
position.
A strong okay. female character.
But she irritates me, actually.
Like, oh, really?
She really
Why? Because she's trying to be a boss?
Me. Well, yeah, and because I don't think she sees it so literal, everything that happens, mm-hmm. instead of having really any understanding. Mm-hmm. But you know what I mean? I just felt like the way she handled Lena and the whole situation with Jude and Connor was rude and insensitive in so many ways.
Right? Like, you just walked in here, lady.
Yeah.
Fall back.
Interesting.
For real.
I don't know, like, school policy, I'm sure it differs from school to school, but, like, would they actually have to tell the parents?
I think they'd have to discuss it, especially if it was an issue for the household because of what was going on in school.
Yeah.
I mean, ultimately, if they're going to put their children in, like, going on a trip, like, you would want supervision.
Yeah.
Like, regardless of them being, if it was boy, boy, like, still, I mean, I wouldn't want my son making out with girls.
Yeah.
You know, because...
But this is the issue. Was it... a girl, or was it Jude and Connor?
I don't know, because I thought that Connor was going to be angry at saying, why'd you say we made out with girls? But he didn't. He was like, I need someone not to be a little bitch and tell him what we did.
Which I mean, that was awful for him to say, but him saying that kind of cracked me up a little
me
bit.
Me too, because that's what would happen. That's what would be said.
So do y'all think that's the truth, that they didn't make out with other girls?
I think I could see that. I mean, how many gay boys do you know made out with girls and had sex with girls a lot growing up? Like, I'm sure. Especially because that's just what you do in middle school.
I think it's both,
you just, like,
though.
Make out.
Because they already did that truth or dare, spin the bottle.
Spin the bottle, I think.
Yeah,
and
the
pressure on. Yeah, and then
it's
they
easy.
Almost kissed, so I'm like, it had to have been them or the same situation all
and
over again.
I can imagine, like, in 2015, like, in where it wouldn't be that weird anymore for kids to be like, okay, like, remember when the girl's like, now Gavin and Jude have to kiss, mm-hmm. you know?
Just the way that they were talking about it, like, it didn't bother me, did it bother you? I just wonder, if he was lying just to protect them? And I also wonder, like, does it matter? Like, do we as the audience have to know, or does that not matter?
That's what I had said in the beginning of the episode to Steph. I was like, I mean, they keep teasing this. It's like this big thing. Like, are we going to find out? But then also, it doesn't really matter because one of the things that, you know, Hayden said when he came in to talk to us was, yeah, Jude's character is about exploring his sexuality, but you're going through it with him.
Yeah, it could be anything because Jude could have made out with someone else that Gavin liked again.
Yeah.
Or
maybe
Jude just was in a weird position where he didn't want to make out, so that's why they were mad at each other because he's like, I don't want to make out with the girl.
Yeah. I hope they get back together, though, as friends, at least.
Right? They will. Johnner. I still think it's Johnner.
Johnner.
I do.
That'd be nice. Johnner for the win.
They're such cute
friends. I think, though, that all along the Fosters has, like, kind of, like, set up for us. If there's going to be, like, something big, we're going to definitely, like, we're going to, like, have the breadcrumbs laid out in front of us. So I feel like this is something that, like, could be bigger.
Yeah,
leading
it'll probably
up to something.
Mm-hmm. I think it'll eat up Jude inside.
Yeah. But a lot of times, though, they're clever about it. Like, with Sophia tonight, they kind of set up that she's in the bathtub and maybe she's going to, like, engage in self-harm. But nope, it's just the dad. Mm-hmm. But nope, we were right all along.
Yeah,
and it's like,
no.
Yeah,
I
like,
really,
that was clever.
I really thought they were going to do something. I thought they were going to do something bad.
With her in the bathtub?
Yeah, but then I thought, wait, you can't drown yourself.
Well,
but
it shows you.
I don't think I can drown myself.
But
it's like that shallow.
But it showed you, like, her mental state, though. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah. Well, you know, with, like, Disneyland, when you're, like, in the Haunted Mansion and there's the portrait and then it expands and you see, like, he's actually, like, naked, mm-hmm. like, wearing boxers on, like, a tightrope and then there's a crocodile. I thought it was going to be, like, expanding down the bathtub and she's like, no, just covered in blood.
I thought she was going to be covered in blood
and then,
also.
Like, rose petals everywhere.
Yeah.
And, like, poetry's playing.
Right? No,
I don't know what kind of twisted sick.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
Melodramatic.
Yeah, but I did think that the handling of it was very, like, sensitive and, like, necessary, the way the parents' reactions.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yes, the parents' reactions. But she drives me crazy, and I thought her whole issue right now is driving me nuts. I'm
Sophia?
Like, yes.
Because it's always girls who get that dramatic, sensitive.
But I wonder, where does it come from? Because if this is not... The parents seemed pretty shocked, which was surprising to me because
I thought that was an issue.
Last season, before you were here, Hannah, we had always talked about how we saw Sophia in long sleeves, so we thought she might be a cutter.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because
we never thought that.
Yeah, and she was always in a sweater or something, and we weren't really sure because we kind of thought she was a little crazy. She had it in her eyes.
Yeah.
But for the way that they did it this time, I mean, I was shocked. I didn't think that she was going to do that. We all... audibly gasped while we were watching it. So
you guys did. I had already watched it, so it was so funny to me watching them all be like,
I was like, she is not going to do that.
Yeah. I mean, all along, also, she's dressed like a 40-year-old mom. Yes. It's like her mom is like, this is cute. I'll get one for my daughter.
Jeffrey, she is wearing the tweed jacket that Callie said she thought was cute.
Oh, she's just, you know what? She's just one of those sick.
Nice eye.
Sick girls. I don't know.
Right. And you know what? Like, with the whole you guys saying that she was maybe a cutter beforehand, like, I genuinely think the issue she's going through has been deep-seated for a while with her family and just the way that she's been treated and stuff like that. I just hate that they're bringing it up and bringing it to a head right now when there's that whole issue with her joining the family or not or being adopted. I feel like it kind of makes everything seem a little bit silly all of a sudden. You know what I mean? It takes away from the actual issue between whether or not she should be adopted by the family, and I hate that.
But I think the reason why they're doing it, and, you know, argue with me if you don't agree, but Callie is a very compassionate character. Mm-hmm. And when somebody is suffering, she shows emotion.
Right.
So when Robert was upset, she put his hand on her back.
Her hand on his back.
Yeah, her hand on his back. And I just think that that was a signifier to let the audience know that she does care.
Yeah, of course.
Even though she's playing it off like she doesn't, she does care. And who knows, maybe she'll help him through this.
Yeah.
I hope so.
It's too bad that Sophia is acting the way that she is, because it's one of those things, and girls or people really do it where they say, if you don't, I'm going to kill myself. Like, that is a desperate attempt of, like, a cry for help, like attention. Like, pure the attention. Like, you don't say that. And she's like, no, I mean it. But, like, why would you say that? Why would you put that on someone? Like, she's just such a young, lost little girl.
Yeah.
Right? And I understand that they're trying to, like, tackle a huge topic, and I appreciate that. I just, like, I love Kerr Smith so much. And I'm like,
so do I. He's everything.
Let's not ruin this for him. Please.
It's just, like, obviously such a, like, a tricky subject, because, like, when someone is thinking about killing themselves, like, if they do, like try to, and it's, like, unsuccessful, then they're in the hospital, and, like, they're getting better, and they're getting, like, constant care. But, like, when you try like this, but there's no, like, you know, actual body harm, it's, like, you need to then, like, as, like, the parents go and, like, get them help and make sure, like, you have to keep, like, a vigilant eye on them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It just messes everything up, and that's stress. And then you already know that it's, like, so embedded that how do you even approach the situation?
Yeah.
I almost wish Callie would have said, instead of just being like, I don't want to see Sophia either, that she would have said she doesn't want to see her until Sophia gets help or gets better or starts on that path. You know,
she didn't even know about that.
Yeah. That was before. Yeah, that was a scene before.
Oh.
Yeah.
So that's what, and then, like, for Sophia to act the way that she does, like, it was just weird. And I'm more angry because I feel like the parents should tell Sophia, like, to sit her down and be like, look, this is a very sensitive subject and you don't understand it. Like, explain to your kid what's going on.
Yeah.
Totally. So what do you think is going to happen with the custody battle? Is that why we see in the previews for next week Callie's running? Or is it a different reason?
I don't know, but her running just makes me mad.
Every time. She left a note this time, though.
That's true. Should we jump to predictions?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
And now, you're
that was a good first episode.
Yeah, as always, they're tackling a lot. Does anybody have a prediction they're dying to get off their chest?
Wyatt is still in love with Callie, so of course he's going to make it okay for her to run away with him. Thank you, Wyatt. Thank you so much. Let's go back to Indiana.
Callie usually, like Jillian pointed out, is said that Callie's a compassionate person, and she makes these crazy moves, like, for the sake of somebody else, like, to protect Jude for this and that.
Yeah, and then she just, it's like, this is where her immaturity comes in and her naiveness is like, but do you know how much more work you're doing, actually?
Yeah, of course. And that's why, like, she's a child. Literally. Yeah. I just wonder, like, is there going to be, like, a reason that she's going to run away for the sake of somebody, like, for Sophia? Because, like, deep down, she knows that this is, like, a massive issue, and, like, she wants to eliminate herself from the equation.
Or that she just doesn't want to be adopted by Robert? I don't know.
I don't know, but I think her doing it is going to push Brandon further away, which bothers me, because she's reacting like he just accused
her
of doing.
Exactly. You know what? When he said that, I loved it.
Right?
I was like, whoa, you just nailed it on the head. Because that's exactly what she's done. I wish that we would have said that on the show. Like, our after show.
You just did.
That's what she does.
No, Brandon, like, nailed it to her, yeah. Nailed the note to her.
Yeah.
Jillian has something brewing.
It's not really brewing. The preview really didn't tell us much, so it's kind of hard to predict. But I hope we see some more of Daphne and Tasha, because I really do like them, and I think they add to the story, and, you know, she
it's
always...
nice to have someone else, right?
Yeah, she always sort of talks sense into Callie, so hopefully they have a nice heart-to-heart, and maybe it either gets Callie to come back or stops Callie from leaving.
Yeah.
Because we don't actually see Callie go anywhere. We see her, we see a note, we see a bag, and then we see her sitting on a bench with Wyatt.
Ready to go.
What if she does end up going to, like, stay with Sophia and her father, and, like, that's her big move, and she's leaving a note like that?
That's a really good idea.
Oh, my God, girl.
That just came to me.
No, maybe it's summertime, and she's going after Brandon.
Oh, it's
going
to flash forward?
Let's do it.
There's so many possibilities.
That would really make sense, although I guess she wouldn't need to write a note. I know. I had to explain herself. To be dramatic. Sure.
Okay. To just be like, don't come after me. I love you guys.
Or what if it's Mariana, like Mariana's note? Because they're clearly they're having an issue with her and Matt. So maybe it's not even
Callie.
Note.
We all know it's Callie.
Listen, I thought that Sophia was going to do something in that bathroom today, and they flipped the switch on me. So,
well, no, right when I saw her, I knew it. I just had the feeling. I was like, oh, it's not her.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, it just, well, you must be psychic.
Well, I just, you know, you gotta feel, really feel the characters out.
Hilarious. You know, they introduced that new teacher today at the school. Mm-hmm. I think there's going to be like a small, like, very casual scene, like in the janitor's office, where they're like getting like a broom and he's getting a dustpan, and he's like, I really wish that Brandon would go to Idlewild, and she'd be like, wait, I'm sorry, what? And then her voice would do that. And then she'd be like, Brandon, you have to go to Idlewild.
Well, no, but he already... you're right, because
Lena. They'll tell Lena.
They don't know. They only know about Albuquerque.
Yeah.
You're right.
I think they're going to tell that way, and they're going to be like, okay, let me talk some sense into you. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they're done.
I like all these predictions.
Thank you.
We have a lot to look forward to.
We have so much to look forward to. Until next week.
Yeah. Where can I...
What? Where, ask me what?
Where can we find you on the social media?
Oh, my God. Thank you for asking. Uh-huh. I'm on Twitter, JeffMasters1. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on XTube. I'm on... Wait, what?
What?
What are you on, Jillian?
Not on that. I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Jillian Love. And I also host American Horror Story, which the finale airs tomorrow. So be sure to tune into that.
And I am on Instagram and Twitter at the Hotshot Dude. I know, it's goofy.
That's awesome. I hope everyone just saw my facial reaction to that. That was sick. Well, you can find me at Stephanie Georgie, G-I-O-R-G-I, and on Instagram at SteffyG47.
Oh, my
Bye
God.
Guys.
This
Love
was so
guys.
Much fun. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.